This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in the Pacific Ocean and Earth Ocean meridians. So now let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new energy in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of you. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize, in a higher light, all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Please visualize the Pacific Ocean. It is a part of one organism, the Ocean of Earth. It extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Southern Ocean, or depending on definition, to Antarctica in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and the Americas in the east. At 64 million square miles in area, this largest division of the world ocean, and in turn the hydrosphere, covers about 46% of the Earth's water surface and about one-third of its total surface area, making it larger than all of the Earth's land area combined. Giuliano said that we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. They act much like a conveyor belt, transporting warm water and precipitation from the equator toward the poles and cold water from the poles back to the tropics. Thus, currents regulate global climate, helping to counteract the uneven distribution of solar radiation reaching Earth's surface. Warm ocean currents heat the air above the water and carry the warm air to the land, increasing the temperatures. We need balance in the ocean currents that will bring cold water to the surface. The oceans hold the biolife energy that allows the biosphere to maintain itself on the land masses of Earth. The core program for the planetary species, humans, is within the center of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings like yourselves go into the center of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a higher divine force present, such as a crystal, you can implement a change in the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism environment. The crystal activates powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program will become activated. At this point, when we are working with the crystal energy field and going to the center of the Earth, It is an excellent opportunity to program a harmonization energy into the Pacific Ocean meridians that can be radiated to all parts of the Pacific Ocean and ocean organisms. The ocean will feel the source of this harmony. It is our intention to place our thoughts of cooler waters in the Pacific Ocean into four crystals, and we ask that those purified and amplified thoughts are placed in the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism current flows and meridians to create cooler temperatures, but still maintain harmony and balance in those meridian flows and the meridian flows of the ocean of the earth. We visualize ourselves in a large circle. Other Arcturian masters have joined us. We welcome Sanat Kumara, the planetary logos for earth, and we link our energy with him. We ask the etheric crystal at Volcan Poás, Costa Rica, to rise and join us. This crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies in the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina, to also rise and join us. This crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystems and powerfully activates the planetary feedback loop system. We ask the crystal from Serra da Bocaina in Brazil to rise. This will enable the 5D to interact with the 3D. And finally, we ask the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to join us to raise the vibration and accelerate the healing and harmonization in the ocean. Also, we need to connect with the dolphins and the whale light energy in the ocean network using this biorelativity. So let us connect with the spirit light of the sacred dolphins and sacred whales. Remember, they need our etheric connections and energies as well, and they are ready to link with human thought. They need to know that there is a future for the ocean network, and with our help will not feel discouraged. Let us bring our thoughts of cooler waters into unity with the energy of the crystals. Hold those thoughts. There is a core vibration in the center of the earth. Sanat Kumara connects a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the earth to the starship Athena. And with our circle and the dolphin and whale light energy, activating and causing a huge energy input, a spiritual harmony into the core of the earth. Please focus as Sanat Kumara chants the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature, the word shalom. 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 We feel ourselves drop in a very pleasant way toward the center of the earth. Sink, just sink into the earth. This is not the center as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is a spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to many cores in the universe. It is also connected to the central sun. As we are in this core, it is a huge ball, and we can look out, fully protected in the bubble, and see the center of the earth as well, the molten lava and other energies that are there. Our sinking into the earth, as we are doing this exercise, is creating wonderful harmony into the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism and into the whale and dolphin energy. Allow and activate this energy of our thoughts of cooler waters, of peace and harmony, filtering through the crystal's energy to spread through all the veins, ley lines, and meridians of the Pacific Ocean and ocean network. The grid lines and energetic flows are connecting now to the fifth dimensional earth, and all the ocean meridians are filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. We increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible, and we remember the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals so they can synchronize their thoughts and healing energy with ours. Whilst we are here, let us send biospheric light and energy to the life forms in the Great Barrier Reef. We know the pollution and increased sunlight have an effect, but so do our thought patterns. The interactions of our thought patterns and this healing light and consciousness will assist the Great Barrier Reef. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy going through the crystal energy travels all around the Pacific and ocean organism, interacting telepathically with all the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for the ocean. This energy goes to the dolphin and whale energy, to the Great Barrier Reef. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all of the other places that are in need. And let there be a new balance created that will have a very powerful effect now. Before we leave the core of the earth, we ask the center of the earth to let there be a calming effect into the life forms on the earth, particularly man, so that man will be filled with harmony and peace. We ask the center of the earth to hold that energy. just as you breathe in and breathe out, rise out of the core of the earth. Find yourself being lifted up from the center back into the room where you began. Sanat Kumara is now activating harmonization of all current flows in the Pacific and ocean organism, bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance and strengthening the light energy of the dolphins and whales. Let the knowledge that spiritual activity can affect planetary processes come to the consciousness of many beings now. We thank Sanat Kumara, Giuliano, and the Arcturians for their assistance and support. We thank the crystals for their help, and they return now, with the help of the Arcturians, to their positions on the planet. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.